Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
By the Tech Talking Man. Here we are, the Tech Talking Man, with this as our lead story tonight. Blueberry introduces a revolutionary Blueberry podcast AI assistant, commonly referred to, or we have referred to, as Blueberry Pie, designed to streamline and enhance every aspect of podcast production and promotion with features such as AI-driven planning, integrated production tools, and automated social media and email promotion capabilities. Blueberry Pie promises to alleviate common podcasting challenges. This comprehensive toolset allows podcasters to create better content, engage audiences more effectively, and provide richer metadata for search engines. That and many, many more stories tonight. You're listening to Geek News Central, episode 1733, coming to this Thursday, March 21st. I'm your host, Todd Cochran. A big shout out to our primary sponsor, GoDaddy.com. Grab their deals at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. And to all of our awesome listeners, you're the real MVPs. Contribute your time, talent, or treasure at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. And of course, we're live and lit with modern podcast apps from PodcastApps.com. Join our value for value movement by downloading and using a modern podcast app. Of course, you can dive into our digital hub at geeknewscentral.com. And don't forget to check out our partner shows all linked up there. Get on board and don't forget to follow or subscribe to your favorite modern podcast app. And of course, sign up for the newsletter while you're on the website as well. And of course, you can join our chat room at geeknews.chat, geeknews.chat. And if you have feedback on the show, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. You can follow me on X at Geek News, or you can find me on Facebook. And of course, a massive salute to GoDaddy, the longest continuous sponsor of podcasts. We want you to lock in your savings. Get over there to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Get connected, get up and save. You can save big, $11.99 for a new domain name, or $6.99 a month economy hosting, $12.99 a month of managed WordPress hosting. That includes a free domain, professional email, and SSL certificate for the first year on both of those offers. $6.99 a month economy hosting, $12.99 a month managed WordPress hosting. A free trial of GoDaddy website builder. If that doesn't satisfy you, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. Now, here's the dealio. We're getting close to the end of the month. I need your support. Share these codes with your friends, family members, people that you know. If you haven't picked up a GoDaddy product or service, this is the time. This is the time to make that decision to move. Get yourself online. And if nothing else, shop around on GoDaddy. See what you can find. And pick up some products or services. I bought a couple of domains for the company the other day. And we've got a package over there where you get discounted domains. I pay an annual fee for that. We've got so many saved enough to pay for that fee for the whole year just in that one purchase, because we had to pick up some domains to protect some of the new products we're doing. But my count stays around almost 370 some domains personally. But, you know, sell one off every year or so to try to stem the outflow. But Your support keeps this podcast online, the independent team employed. You support, again, a very small group of independent content creators using by using one of these promo codes. So definitely get over there. We thank GoDaddy for being a sponsor here since June or July of 2005, which if you think about it is pretty insane in itself. So we want you to consider stepping up the plate and supporting the show. That way it's definitely appreciated. We thank you very much in doing so. Hope everybody's doing well. I'm doing great. It has been a week. It has been a week. Still dealing with this cracked rib. It's not at all pretty. Been having fun with the appsuno.ai. If you've been over on my Facebook page, play the little giddy that we put up there. I put up there today. I'm flying out to go to LA, and I'm going to suffer on that trip for sure. Not going to be fun in the least, and I'm not looking forward to the airplane ride, to be frank with you. So it's 3 aspirin and a Tylenol about every 8 hours to try to stem the non-goodness of this. And I make it pretty late in the day, and then it's just, I'm done. I can't believe how much it takes out of you, for sure. But definitely the strap around the wrist help a lot. And, it hasn't been fun working through this. But, yeah, so, of course, Monday, we talked about it on Monday, the launch of Bid to Pod, and then yesterday, the launch of our AI. And the feedback has been really, really good in the first 24 hours. So, like I said, I don't do this very often, but definitely very, very proud of what the team has put together. And you guys have been seeing the outputs of it for a while. The last newsletter, the next email that goes out to the folks on the newsletter, we implemented something the last hour before we launched it that I was bugging me, and I'm pretty happy with it. So when you guys get the email tonight from the newsletter, you'll see what we've done. But again, you've already seen the pre-production with the show opening. That's all part of our planning platform. Everything that's in the show notes, episode art, chapter files. Those of you that come to the website at Geek News Central will have seen the chapter files in the player or the chapter files in your modern podcast app, if you're using a modern podcast app. So, you've already been, assimilated here. The only thing haven't really been using is the clip creator to promote social stuff. But we have a media clipping coming soon. That's in work. And I think the main thing is, and this is what we want you to tell other podcasters, you need to look at Blueberry, what we're doing and what we have done and the enhancements that we have put on this website over the past 2 years. There's very few people very few companies that have maintained our pace. It's been a really, really, really incredible run here. Just wanted to kind of share that. You guys already knew it. You guys have already been experiencing it. And what we're seeing too on the show, numbers are up. Listener numbers are up about 10%. So whoever you are and you're listening to the show, you need to drop me an email. Geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, and say hello, introduce yourself, because we've seen an upward tick, 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 tick of listenership really over the past 6 weeks. Unusual to have that big a growth here. So welcome aboard. Thank you for being here and being part of the family. We definitely appreciate it. And yes, you've been tech talking man. I've been having a lot of fun with that app, that suno.ai. Try it. If you've got an anniversary coming up, make yourself a little jingle for your sweetie. There's all kinds of functions for it. We made a little thing for the blueberry pie thing. I did today, and it really took me like 5 minutes. It wasn't complicated. So go on my Facebook page and play it. The first part of it, at least, I put up. I didn't put the whole thing up. So I hope you're... Anyway, we'll get into the regular tech stuff, but the big news, big tech news of today was Justice Department files an antitrust lawsuit against Apple over its walled garden. And it's the latest antitrust lawsuit against the biggest players in the tech industry. The U.S. Department of Justice, more than a dozen states have filed a lawsuit accusing of violating antitrust laws by making its hardware and software products largely inaccessible to competitors. Apple's walled garden approach to business, as it's so often called, makes it difficult for rivals to compete and for customers to switch to other companies' products. Lawsuits come on the heels of the European Commission slapping Apple with a $1.95 billion fine. Apple, the commission concluded, prevented music streaming developers from infringing iOS users about alternative and cheaper music. Apple undermines apps, products, and services that would otherwise make users less reliant. Attorney General Merrick Garland wrote in a press release, Apple exercised its monopoly power to extract more money from consumers, developers, content creators, artists, publishers, small businesses, and merchants, among others. Now, here's one thing. Apple takes nothing from me. You get the podcast for free if you're using Apple Podcasts. I can run my ads, run my promos, and they don't take a dime. It's the only piece in the whole ecosystem where they don't take a cut. So podcasting has remained largely open. And of course, I've encouraged all of you to make sure you are using one of those new modern podcast apps, podcastapps.com. So Apple, of course, has issued a statement regarding the suit, suggesting it would hinder its ability to make the type of gadget and software that made it one of the most valuable companies in the world. The company also said the lawsuit is successful, would set a dangerous precedent empowering governments to take a heavy hand in designing people's technology. Well, you know, the government's taking a heavy hand in everything. So I don't wish a lawsuit on any company whatsoever. But, you know, I think we all can agree that the Apple App Store and their 30% cut is probably the biggest piece of this, and how they just make billions and billions and billions of dollars repeatedly from all of our payments. You know, I've been looking at my Apple bill quite a bit, and it's real easy to all of a sudden have that rack up $5, $10, $15, $20, $40, $50, $100 a month. So I've been going in whack-a-moling apps that I try, I'm not using all the time. So make sure that if you want to stifle this and you want to, you know, help your finances a little bit, just go into your, look at your reoccurring fees from apps and make sure it's what you want to pay for. The second biggest story tonight, or third biggest story, Hong Kong promises its latest national security law is not a ban on social media. But listen to this. Critics are calling the law rush and fast track, but it's been working its way through for a while. And of course, there was all kinds of protests and so forth the last time they did this. This time, the article, which they call it Article 23, prohibits any act of treason, secession, sedition, subversion against the Chinese government, along with the theft of state secrets and external interference. Kind of broad, yeah? It's vague in defining offenses. It also levies stiff penalties of up to 20 years in prison for theft of state secrets, or a lifetime for treason and insurrection. This is a historic moment for Hong Kong. It's a moment that Hong Kong has really been under the thumb for 26 years, 8 months, and 19 days. This law, according to the mayor or chief executive, will safeguard national sovereignty. No. It's basically going to say, you shut up, you slave. You be quiet. You do as we tell you. Don't speak out against the government, because if you do, we'll put you in a concentration camp. Now, given that Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and X are currently available in Hong Kong, but not in mainland China, you just wonder if this is going to cause their exit. The article's accompanying consultation paper does warn that given the popular use of the internet and social messaging apps, messages that promote the endangerment of national security can be covertly disseminated in a fast and extensive manner, and you can go to jail for life. Human Rights Watch alleged eliminates the last vestige of fundamental freedom in the city and punishes people's peaceful speech and civil society activism. Implications are global. This is important. As its provisions apply to Hong Kong-based businesses anywhere in the world. Amnesty International spoke out against the law. China Director Sarah Brooks alleged it sends a message about Hong Kong authorities' desires to accommodate Beijing. Among the org's many concerns, allowing for detention without charge for 16 days and denial of access to a lawyer. The United States stated it was worried about the law's vague definitions, as well as how Hong Kong would apply Article 23 extraterritorial in their ongoing campaign of transnational repression and intimidate and restrict the free speech of U.S. citizens and residents. So, I think this is we'll see a decline in Hong Kong. I really do, and I you just can't say anything. Just like China, you know, we are pretty blessed here in the United States and being able to talk smack about the United States government. We're able to say what we want. We can think the government's stupid. We can think about the spending bill they're about ready to pass is insane. We can criticize. We can talk badly about the president and his performance. We can talk about political candidates and everything that they do that's insane. We can do all that here and not get rolled up and put in the gulag. Not so in China or in Hong Kong. They lock you up for 16 days or just looking sideways at you. I travel to Asia from time to time, and I would be very, very careful. I would not, be honest with you, I've said this before, I would not want to hub through Hong Kong. I would pay a little bit more for another flight to not go through Hong Kong. Meanwhile, the U.S. House has passed a bill barring the sale of personal information to foreign advertising. Adversaries, I don't know how they're going to stop this. House Resolution 7520 prohibits data brokers selling America's data to foreign adversary countries or entities controlled by them. How are they going to know? Legislation makes it unlawful for data brokers to sell, license, rent, trade, transfer, release, disclose, provide access to otherwise make available personal, identifiable, sensitive data of a United States individual to adversaries. Furthermore, if such a person has at least a 20% stake in an entity, that entity is considered controlled by a foreign adversary. Any person directly controlled by a person or entity described above falls into the same category. The legislation passed roughly 3 weeks after the president issued an executive order preventing the mass transfer of sensitive data to countries of concern, which could use it to collect information on activists, academics, dissidents, journalists, non-government organizations, and political figures. Excuse me. They're still going to get it. These data brokers will sell everything to everyone and anybody. In a very exciting, exciting article, an AI-generated digital twin of patients can predict future diseases. An AI tool that creates a digital twin of a patient can predict our future health. Named Foresight, the tool uses generative pre-trained transformers, the same family of large language models used by ChatGPT. Researchers in the UK first trained the models on medical records. Next, they fed their tool fresh healthcare data to create a virtual duplicate of a patient. Finally, a digital twin forecasts various outcomes from disease development to medication needs. Now, this could be taken the wrong way too. When applied to the data, the digital twins correctly identify the next condition of patient's next condition. In other words, basically, it predicted what was going to happen to the person with an 88% accuracy rate. This was on U.S. data. It was less effective, however, in British data using information from two national health trust organizations to accurately predict subsequent conditions 68-76% of the time. Researcher believes that digital twins can guide, diagnose, treatment, and clinical research, or maybe deny access to healthcare if you become too high of a risk. That's what could happen as well. Just going to say, Todd, you have a chance of getting cancer in the next 3 years, unless you change this, or 5 years, change this, or, you know, chance of a heart attack in the next 3 weeks. Yeah, okay. But by the way, we're not going to cover you, because the data says you're too high of a risk. I do want to thank those of you that are insiders of the show. Since the last podcast, Mike Dell's World Studio did a $2 sustaining donation, Christian Petrie, a $3 sustaining donation, and Gary Ebo's a $10 warrior donation. We definitely appreciate that. We also had a number had Sats being streamed for the show from Dave Jones, Darren Schwartz. Who else? Looks like Darren, Dave, and Chad were streaming Sats. Boost. I don't think we had any Satoshi Boost come in for the show. We had some come in for the new media show. Oh, we did have 2,000. Oh, yeah. This came in 2 days ago from Bob. He says, hey, Todd, here's a few more Geek Bucks. Do you think the Fountain app will ever stream video content? Bob, it does audio. I don't know about video. So what we need to do is you need to go over there to the Fountain team and say, hey, how come you're not streaming video content? So he said, take care and keep doing what you do, Bob from Dover. We definitely appreciate it, Bob. I really, really do. Thank you so much for your 2,000 sats. We definitely appreciate when the sats come in. Sats are good. Sats are increasing in value with the way Bitcoin's going up right now. And again, those of you not participating in the value for value model, we definitely want to encourage you to do so by going over to podcastapps.com. Grab yourself one of those modern podcast apps. The FCC is investigating Amazon over the alleged marketing and sale of outlawed products. I was kind of looking at this like, wow, what's this? The announcement would come after an NBC News investigation found radio frequency jammers market on Amazon and other online stores. I go, oh. The FCC said Wednesday that it is investigating Amazon and other retailers that allegedly marketed and sold unlawful electronic devices, include radio frequency jammers. Have you bought any of these? You need to make sure that they disappear into the bottom of a lake. You went fishing and lost your jammer. We have several ongoing investigations to retailers, including Amazon, for potential violations. A variety of companies were marketing signal jammers online, included Amazon third-party sellers, separate online stores based in China, and small domestic companies specialized in drone-related equipment. Jammers have many possible uses, including to keep away unwelcome drones, disable security cameras, and block Wi-Fi. But they also can be used to interfere with emergency communications, normal phone use, and critical infrastructure. So, all 9 of the devices that were for sale disappeared from Amazon within 2 days. So, Amazon did not offer an explanation of what was going on. More AI news. An AI tool has found cancer signs missed by doctors, specifically in breast cancer diagnosis. The AI tool called Mia was piloted against NHS clinicians in the UK and analyzed the mammograms of over 10,000 women. Most of the participants were cancer-free, but the AI successfully flagged all of those with symptoms of breast cancer, as well as an additional 11 cases that the doctors failed to identify. Of the 10,889 women who participated in the trial, only 81 chose not to have their scans reviewed. The AI tool was trained on a data set of over 6,000 previous breast cancer cases and learned the subtle patterns and image biomarkers associated with malignant tumors. When evaluated in new cases, it correctly predicted the presence of cancer with 81.6% accuracy and correctly ruled it out 72.9% of the time. So, this is nice as a backup. This is fantastic. If you think about it, with an additional 11 cases, that may have absolutely saved those women's lives. If they found 11 more cases that the doctors missed early enough detection, as we know, when it comes to breast cancer or any type of cancer, you get it early, your chance of survival goes up much, much more. So, AI to the rescue. Google Contacts app has been redesigned and brings custom ringtones, removes the navigation drawer. So, Google's making small tweaks to many of its first-party apps, and Google Contacts is the latest one to get a slight redesign. Google Contacts no longer features a navigation drawer, and it's now replaced with a singular drop-down menu. Separately, there's a new page for creating and managing custom ringtones under Fix and Manage tab. So I don't use the Google Contact Manager very much in my Android, to be honest with you. LG's Cinebeam, the Cinebeam Q4K projector with a crank-like handle, will cost you $12.99. Now, this was introduced at CES. And it's a little box-like projector. And the model is called the Cinebeam Q. It's available for pre-order at $1,299. Will come with some extras and freebies if you make the purchase before April 7th. LG called the Cinebeam Q one of the smallest projectors available and one that was designed to be portable. So very, very cool. Little portable projectors to take with you out in the yard or wherever it may be, as long as you've got power. Very, very cool. Hey, the Google Pixel market share has grown in the United States despite a decline in phone sales overall. Even with this antitrust thing with Apple, Google remains a long way behind market leaders. New sales figures reveal that Google Pixel market share is nearing 5%. And that's despite an overall drop in sales of almost 14%. Google was the only major Android device manufacturer to grow market share in the United States in 2023. So, good on Google. I know a lot of my devs swear by the Google Pixel phone. Meanwhile, the Google Pixel Fold 2 has been rumored. Prices, release dates, and more. Have any of you got any of these foldable phones? Though Samsung is the brand that's best known for foldables, that changed in recent years with Google and other brands joining the fray. The Google Pixel Fold was Google's first foldable. We're expecting a second generation of Google Pixel Fold 2024. And if the looks of this thing is shaping up to be a strong sequel. And its release date is expected to be on May 10th and launched on June 28th at Google I.O. 2024. So how many of you picked up one of these foldable designs? Link will be up in the show notes for you to see. I'm kind of curious about that. How many of you picked up your own? A UPS worker has been accused of nabbing $1.3 million worth of iPhones and other Apple gear. In the latest such case, and now former UPS employees accused of stealing more than $1.3 million of Apple phones and laptops from the shipping company's warehouse in Winnipeg, Canada, before selling them in an operation that continued for 7 months. Police have charged the suspect, 30-year-old Orville Beltrano, with theft, possession of property obtained by crime, trafficking property obtained by crime, and possession of the proceeds of the crime. He was hired by UPS assorting supervisors 11 years ago. He stole at least 866 Apple-made items before selling them in bulk to someone he met on an online marketplace. Investigators identified the suspect from footage captured by video cameras that were installed at the UPS warehouse. So he stole iPhones, Apple laptops. He deposited, now this is crazy. This guy's so dumb. He deposited just over $232,000 in a bank account between September and mid-January. You're going to steal stuff from work. You're going to sell it. You got $232,000 in cash, and you're going to put that in a bank account. Whoo! There's a smart criminal. Uh-huh. Need I say more? Oh, my goodness. Fully AI-generated games by 2030. That's what NVIDIA's CEO believes. I believe it, too. But what's that exactly mean for PC gamers? Well, it's good news for players, bad news for developers. I really think this is going to be it. AI is going to be a literal game changer. I've been saying this here since about a year now. In revolutionizing how games are created and realized, how everything is created and realized. It's all about AGI. GPUs won't simply be rendering an environment, but generating and creating it as well. So don't believe me? I'm telling you. I think it's called Devin. Have you seen the YouTube video for Devin? Just do Devin software engineer and watch the video. If you're a dev, watch it. Tell me what's going to happen in 3 years. It's kind of on a user agent GPT-1 level at this point, but just wait. 2 years from now, or three. Space news, a Soyuz MS-25 is set to launch the International Space Station with a crew from Russia, Belarus, and NASA. So it was supposed to go at 1321 today, so maybe it already launched. So it's going to be at the station within 3 hours and 18 minutes, so that's 1639 UTC, that's maybe it already happened here. So haven't heard no bad news. So must be it went off without a hitch. Glassdoor has added real names to supposedly anonymous profiles. Company review site Glassdoor has been adding people's full names and personal identifiable information to users' profiles without their consent. For the uninitiated, Glassdoor is a website where people write reviews of their previous and current employers, bosses, and companies. As one might expect, the reviews are often negative. They discuss toxic company culture, shady practices, and more. For that reason, people enjoyed their anonymity. Rightfully so. There were reports of companies trying to discover the identities of people who left bad reviews, possibly looking to retaliate. But 3 years ago, Glassdoor acquired Fishbowl, a network for professionals. It was integrated with the review site last year, meaning every Glassdoor user also got a Fishbowl account. However, the network demands people verify their identities, and that data is being combined. Consequently, people with anonymous Glassdoor accounts suddenly found themselves doxxed. People are not happy. As expected, people say how to kill your own business and destroy years of trust invested in you by your users in one easy step. This is not if you made an account over there, be careful. What's put online never stays anonymous forever. Microsoft Indiana just revealed a major surprise with two new editions of Office. Really, in a world dominated by a subscription-based models, which drives me crazy, Microsoft has announced the forthcoming release of Office 2024, the latest standalone version of its popular software. The move is very much welcomed by those who prefer perpetual licenses over monthly subscription. Microsoft 365 continued push as a flexible bundle. Microsoft has revealed that Office 2024 will be available for review next month and released later in the year. So very, very nice reversal here. Good job on Microsoft's part. Meanwhile, Ford could soon take the fight to Tesla with an affordable electric SUV. A recent report from Bloomberg claims that Ford Skunk Works electric vehicle engineering team is quietly working on a direct rival to the upcoming and long-awaited Tesla Model 2. We covered the news that Tesla's cheapest ever EV is coming when it surfaced late last year. Saying this $26,000 vehicle will be produced at the company's Gigafactory in Berlin. Now it's been revealed that Ford has assembled some of its greatest engineering minds to fast-track a small and affordable model to directly compete with the Model 2. Well, I don't know where Ford's going to sell these. Maybe they will, but need some more chargers. This is a shocking number. Data loss affected 4 out of 5 organizations as careless users do damage. 4 out of 5. Organizations around the world, 85%, suffered at least one data loss incident last year. Knock on wood. Oh, my God. A report from cybersecurity researcher Proofpoint claims, adding that most of the time, it's not the computer's fault, it's ours. Wow. Not surprisingly, the data loss is usually a result of poor interactions between humans and machines. And I can see that being very much the case. Over at TechRadar, they're saying thousands of online systems could be victims of a dangerous new denial of service attack. The looped denial of service attack was discovered by cybersecurity researchers at CISPA. It abuses a vulnerability in the user diagram protocol, which allows for IP spoofing and doesn't properly verify traffic packets. The vulnerability is tracked in the CVE, and by exploiting it, the researchers put the vulnerable endpoints into an endless loop of traffic generation. As a result, the target systems were unable to service legitimate requests. All it takes is a single host sending one message that starts the communication loop. It's an endless loop of denial of service. Roughly 300,000 internet hosts are said to be vulnerable to this exploit, with Broadcom, Cisco, Honeywell, Microsoft all confirming being affected. Wow. This could be bad. Someone just wants to pay havoc. They only have to really work too hard to do it. Interesting news out of Neuralink. Neuralink's brain implant has helped a man play chess using his mind. The first chip of a human using Neuralink is a technical marvel. In a 9-minute, 6-second stream shared via X, Nolan Arbaugh, the first human to be implanted with the Neuralink chip, which happened back in January, playing a game of chess on his computer using his mind. He's using his implant. According to Arbaugh, using the implant is like using the force. He just stares at a point on the screen and the cursor moves where he wants. This allows him to drag digital chess pieces around on the chess.com client. And he adds he enjoyed other titles like Civilization 6 using the tech. He says he recently played for 8 hours straight. The footage, according to this article, is nothing less than a technical marvel, although he did admit the tech isn't perfect yet, a.k.a. he has to charge the battery. But seeing the clip, Neuralink shared, it's made clear how beneficial chip and other brain implants could be as to make digital world accessible for people with permanent paralysis. Oh my God. Like this gentleman. So he has, he was left paralyzed below the shoulders after a diving accident. So, got a big smile on his face. Very, very cool. Samsung is giving away free 65-inch 4K TV, but there's a catch. If you order a Neo 4K and 8K model or the S95D OLED model and or the 2024 The Frame TV, if you pre-order this, the retailer is throwing in a $50 credit to use its online store as well. Oh, wait a minute. The free 65-inch 4K TV that's included in the pre-order is a Samsung TU690T, a Crystal 4K smart TV, which is currently $449. But you have to buy one of these other very expensive TVs to get it. So this is a buy one, get one. The deal ends on April 11th. Let me look and see and click on view deal. I'm clicking the view deal and let's look at the TV you have to buy. If you buy the 8K, how much is that bad boy? Oh my God. $8,000 for the 8K. Let's look at the 4K. How much is that? The 4K is $47.99. The OLED, how much is that bad boy? $45.99. So they can afford to give you the free TV. But, whew. So if you're ordering one, you will get that special deal. A state legislator has made a deep fake of a colleague to prove deep fakes are bad, and it was not consensual. Georgia State Senator Colton Moore, a vocal opponent of legislation that would ban deepfakes of politicians, recently spoke out in support of a bill that would do just that. He says, the overwhelming number of Georgians believe the use of my personal characteristics against my will is fraud, but our laws don't currently reflect that, Moore said in a recent video, except Moore never said that. The video was a deepfake. Zick. Kind of thing Moore's colleague want to ban. The clip was created by State Representative Brad Thomas, a Republican who co-sponsored the bill. So using a little peer pressure and a deep fake to basically get someone to switch sides. Microsoft has unveiled the Surface Pro 10 and Surface Laptop 6 for business. Its first AI PCs. They announced these two new Surface devices as the Surface 10 Pro Business and Surface Laptop 6, both featuring Intel's Core Ultra processor, dedicated neural processor unit, and a new Copilot key for AI-powered features on Windows 11. So these two laptops are available at $1,199 and... Yeah, both of them are available for $1,199. So link will be up in the show notes on that. DoorDash is testing drone delivery in Virginia. Now, you can only get Wendy's so far. So if you're in Christiansburg, Virginia, and you order something from Wendy's, it includes iconic Frosty. You could get your order delivered by drone. So that's where the trial's happening. A Danish man has been found guilty of fraudulently profiting from music streaming royalties. The unnamed 53-year-old made at least £230,000, not pounds, lira, I guess, is L for what they use in, or is it the euro, from artificially generated plays of hundreds of tracks. 2 million Danish kroner or 229,676 euros. So basically, he somehow figured out how to steal music and then stream this, make stuff stream and multiple stream tracks, and he basically got the royalties. So he's going to do jail time. The Senate plots its next move on TikTok. After the swift House vote, it's gone over to the Senate, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is not committed to putting the bill on the floor, but they're going to have a hearing. Commerce Committee Chair Maria Cantwell told reporters the next step might be something more public, like a hearing by the Intel and Commerce Committees in a joint way. They had some sort of classified briefing. So we'll see. Tech legislation opposite of not making it further than the Senate Commerce Committee. Senator Mark Rubio says, I think the committee processes are always better because I think you get a better product. I don't want this to have unintended consequences, but I also don't want it to miss objective here. Senator Mike Rounds, I do think it should work its way through the appropriate committee so that we can see whether or not the House bill is to be the final bill, but the sooner we address this, the better. Some lawmakers want to move quickly. Senator Richard Blumenthal said, Americans should be deeply frightened by the TikTok gun aimed at our heads. Senator Tim Cotton, Chuck Schumer should bring it up immediately so we can pass a good bill. Underlying all the TikTok talk is the fact that Congress has already sideswiped legislation addressing privacy, competition, data sharing on any tech platform. And the TikTokers are blowing up senators' telephone lines. And let me be frank, be careful. Tell your teenagers not to threaten senators, because some of that's going on. Some time ago, India put in a whole bunch of rules for laptop licensing policy. And apparently there was a big blow up. And the U.S. basically put pressure on India to say, hey, this is not good. So there was some pressure put on the government. And I guess they reversed course. India's surprise announcement prompted U.S. and other firms to think twice about doing business in India. Around the same time, U.S. diplomat for trade in New Delhi told the USTR colleagues that Indian officials concealed the sudden roll of the laptop licensing policy was a mistake. India's IT minister understands India screwed up, admitted as much. But apparently they did get some reversal on this, which is rare. So New Delhi made a switch. So again, a very curious move. YouTube TV is rolling out multi-view on iPhone and iPad, Android in the coming months. Over the past week, more users have noticed that YouTube TV for iPhone is showing support for multi-view. I am no longer subscribed to YouTube TV. It got too expensive. You start looking at all these streaming services, they add up. They get very, 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 very expensive very quickly. And if you're spending as much on YouTube as you're spending on, not on YouTube, but on, you know, streaming services you were on, you know, cable before, you know, what's the use? According to the UN, e-waste is growing 5 times faster than it can be recycled. Right to repair should be the obligation to repair if we want to avoid drowning in trash electronics. While e-waste recycling spend is estimated to include $23 billion of monetized value from avoided greenhouse gas emissions and $28 billion recovered materials like gold, copper, and iron, it also comes at a cost, $10 billion associated with e-waste treatment and $78 billion of externalized costs to people and the environment. So, we have a lot of electronics. And, you know, you just look at me, I got electronics laying in drawers here. At some point, it's got to go somewhere. Well, if you were lucky enough to be in the IPO of Reddit, Reddit's now a publicly traded company and they closed 48% up. So the company aimed to sell 15.3 million shares to raise around $519.4 million, but they raised just about $1 billion at the close. So big, big open for Reddit, even though the company's never made a penny. Apple's iPhone AI talk with Google and OpenAI still ongoing. According to Mac Rumors, we'll probably hear something about it later in the year. And also, OpenAI's ChatGPT startup faces challenges with spam and impersonation bots. Despite OpenAI's effort to check new chatbots, many are breaking the rules. For example, their chatbots based on Pixar and Star Wars themes, which could be a problem for copyright reasons. Also found were chatbots related to Harry Potter, Overwatch characters, and Pokemon. A big concern is with the chatbots known as humanizers. These bots are made to make AI written text sound more human. They claim they can avoid AI detection. So, interesting. So this kind of stuff is just going to continue and continue and continue and continue. Meanwhile, for those of us here in rural America, the FCC moves to relaunch its $9 billion fund to expand 5G in rural America. Yeah, whatever. The program was announced in 2020, but the FCC halted it to update the commission's official broadband maps with more accuracy. Yeah, where are the maps now? Is this? Oh, they have a map that shows that it looks like where I'm at's getting 5G. No, these white areas on the map that I'm showing for those of you watching, that's supposedly where there isn't 5G support. I don't get 5G. I'm going to have to load this map up and look at it. The FCC reviewed these maps, which now shows that over 14 million homes and businesses lack mobile 5G coverage. Specifically, these areas are failing to receive cellular speed of at least 7 megs. If the user is inside a vehicle, it's external low bar, considering 5G networks usually deliver close to 200 megs. Yeah, whatever. 200 megs on 5G? Since when? Considering they're going to spend $1.2 trillion on the budget, I guess $9 billion is not that much, right? To try to expand a little 5G? Makes me laugh. Come on, Elon. All right, everybody. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. As a reminder, I will be in Los Angeles next week. There will be no podcast episode, so you will miss me. You'll miss the Tech Talk Man. I won't be using that all the time, I promise. Hey, if you're not an insider already, chop chop. Geeknewscentral.com/insider. Don't forget about our sponsor, GoDaddy. All of our insiders that continue to contribute monthly, we do dearly appreciate you. Thank you so much for providing your treasure. And everyone else, time or talent, we definitely will accept that as well. Geeknews@gmail.com is my email address. I will see you back here a week from Monday. It's probably tales to tell and back to kind of a normal format. No promoting my own stuff because we have no more announcements to make. But hopefully less sore than I have been as well. But thanks, everyone. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. And drop your emails to me again, geeknews@gmail.com. We'll see you next time. Go get yourself a new podcast app at podcastapps.com. Take care. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.